Rosemary infused beef shanks smoking on the grill. I'm back with another recipe for beef shanks that takes advantage of seasonal herbs with a simple smoking technique that can be done on your gas or charcoal grill. I've been busy in the kitchen with other seasonal harvests, so I'm going to cook my beef shanks on the gas grill using my favorite two-zone cooking method that allows me to step away from the grill. Of course, I want some wood flavoring in these shanks, so I'll be using cherry wood chunks in a standard metal smoking box. Simple seasoning. It is considered one of the ideal flavor pairings for beef, rosemary. Similar to sage, it contains more pine and floral notes and is sweeter than other herbs. You will find many varieties that have some variation to the traditional rosemary flavor. Here are some of the characteristic flavors: lemon pine, clove and nutmeg, and even a smoky character in a variety called Sissenhurst Blue. Beef is predominantly a salty flavor with some sweetness. If the animal is grass-fed, then the flavor of the meat will be much fuller. I've placed a grill rack in a disposable foil pan, added some rosemary sprigs from my garden to the rack, and then applied a drizzle of avocado oil, salt, and pepper to the shanks on one side, laying the seasoned side on the rack. Then I repeat the oil, salt, and pepper on the exposed side and apply some rosemary sprigs on top. That's it. These are now ready for the grill. Tasting notes. Other seasonal herbs that are perfect for using in place of rosemary include mint, parsley, dill. Although I used avocado oil, since you are not grilling over direct heat, you can use other oils such as olive, almond, walnut, grapeseed, coconut, sesame, etc. Smoking on the gas grill. I prepare my LP gas grill by lighting only half the burners. I set these burners to medium heat to start. I place my metal smoker box containing two Smokin'Licious wild cherry wood chunks on the hot burners right under the grill grate. I allow this to heat up and start smoking. The radiant heat captured in the grill will cook my beef shanks without them having to be exposed to the direct heat. Perfect way for me to be able to walk away from the grill. When I'm ready to grill, I check the temperature readout to try to hit between 300 and 325 degrees Fahrenheit for cooking, as to me, this is the heat level that tenderizes my beef shanks to where I like them. If the temperature reads higher, I just turn down the burner slightly. Below, just a tweak up. I leave the beef shanks untouched for about 35 to 40 minutes, at which time I may need to swap out the charred wood pieces for some fresh in the smoker box. That's when I give the beef a turn. Just one turn is all you will need. I like to pull my beef off the grill at about 135 degrees Fahrenheit so that when I get it to the table, it will be at a perfect medium rare. I also prefer to slice the beef off the bone and serve the marrow bone with some toasted bread, which can be done on the grill as well. That I've merely rubbed with some fresh garlic clove or smoked tomato. So simple, yet so unforgettable in flavor. The season's best beef shank and rosemary infused in less than 75 minutes. Oh, and don't forget to save the bones to make our smoked beef broth. Tasting notes. If using a charcoal grill, still use a two-zone cooking setup, meaning charcoal on only one side of the grill. Be sure you only cook with hot coals, no flames. What's your favorite beef cut to grill and smoke? Bringing innovation to wood-fired cooking with recipes, techniques, and the science behind the fire, smoke, and flavor. That's Smokin'Licious.